right. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Tuesday night, February 15th, and this is the Purium Business Training Call. My name is David Litt. I'm going to be hosting and sharing some details about our new compensation plan, which we are still pointing toward March 1st in initiating, and really excited about how things are coming together on all fronts with our marketing materials, our labels, as well as the compensation plan. And as was famously said in the movie Jerry Maguire, show me the money. And that's what we're going to be doing a little bit tonight, is talking about some differences, some improvements, compare and contrast the current compensation plan with the new compensation plan. And if you received the email blast, and with that email blast had a link to the new compensation plan, Nish, our designer, did a fantastic job. That's really just a first draft, a mock-up, but enough for you to follow along. We've got a couple of more details and improvements to put onto that, but you'll have a really good sense of how materials are going to start to look and how you're going to get paid. And what you're going to see is that you're going to be paid on more levels, and there are a bunch of new bonuses and pools that could mean a lot more money for you. And we're going to walk through the compensation plan, but I want to start with a little bit of philosophy before we can get into the numbers. And the philosophy is that the compensation plan is designed to help to direct and create the types of behavior that we want. So we want people selling product, which is why we have a retail bonus, and we want people to enroll new distributors, which is why we have a unilevel compensation plan which pays down multiple levels and also encourages recruiting through our enrollment pools and some of the other bonus pools. So those are the basics of the business that we want to encourage. And what we try to do is put money in places where those who are most active and most clearly following the business rules that we're trying to accomplish are going to be rewarded the most richly. And so one of the questions that I received since the last conference call was, well, what happens with our current teams? What happens with our current volumes? And, of course, the answer is that all of that will be ported over. And so, if you have 5,000 points, then chances are that, you're going to have that as well in the new compensation plan, just depending on the structure, and chances are that you're going to be tapping into more levels of compensation. So I want to talk about the levels of compensation first and then get into the matching bonuses and pools and other things. So our current compensation plan has five levels. It's a five-level unilevel plan, and the new compensation plan is eight levels. And that in and of itself is probably the biggest difference and the biggest improvement and the biggest opportunity for you. And I want to use geometric progression to describe how big that difference is. And as we discussed on last call, no business builds perfectly. No business builds exactly in the geometric progression. But the numbers give you a sense of the size and scale difference. And so if you're building by threes, your first level will have three people, your second nine, your third 27, your fourth 81, your fifth will have 243 people. So if you take level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and add them all up, there's 363 people that are on a perfectly built geometric progression, a perfect matrix, if you will, five levels deep, 3 by 5. That's 363 people. When you add a sixth level, a seventh level, and an eighth level, you actually go to 9,840 people. So 363 to 9,840. It's a 27 times difference. So the amount of opportunity that you've got in this geometric progression is 27 times as big by just adding three levels. Now, believe it or not, if you build it by fours instead of threes, it goes 4, 16, 64, 256, 1,024. Now, those first five levels, if you add them all up, is 1,364 people, And believe it or not, when you add a 6th, 7th, and 8th level, it ends up being over 87,000 people. It's a 64 times bigger opportunity just by adding that 6th, 7th, and 8th levels. So by adding these additional levels, it's going to provide the long-term residual income opportunity that we're all looking for. And I know that most of the folks on the line here have been with the company a while, so you understand the importance of retention and the importance of being involved in an opportunity long term. Our goal is that another year or two that you'll see significant increases in your income, in the duplication, and what's happening in your 6th, 7th, and 8th levels. Now, when we talk about additional levels, we also mean that we've added one level across the compensation plan. So it used to be, or the current compensation plan, there is a 15,000 point group volume level, a 40,000 group volume point level, and a 75. So there's only one stop between 15 and 75. Our new compensation plan has a 15, a 30, a 50, and a 75. So there's two stops between 15 and 75. And to go from 15,000 to 75,000 is a long road. And so to have two stops instead of one is going to make a nice difference, and there are some pay raises in between. So that's the goal, is to constantly create opportunities for pay raises. So as we look at the document, as we look at the compensation plan, kind of top to bottom, start to finish, first of all, you're going to see that our retail spread, we're going to officially have an auto-ship retail spread of 15%. And the preferred customer program that we've had has been a little unclear, and so we're going to make it clear. We have a retail price. We have an auto-ship price, which is 15% off. We have a distributor or member price, a wholesale price, which is 30% off. And then we have a professional price, which is 45% off. So we have one of the most aggressive programs to recruit professionals. A lot of people have had success recruiting professionals, and we want to continue that as a point of difference compared to other network marketing opportunities, is to have chiropractors and to have all varieties of doctors and alternative health practitioners participating in our program, because our products and the value of our products at retail stand up against other products at retail. As we look at the compensation plan, we've simplified the ranks so that the ranks go A, B, C, D, E, associate, builder, consultant, director, executive, and then we have our diamond ranks. So this way people know that, you know, what is higher than what. Currently we have a diamond and a platinum, and, you know, it's a little hard to tell whether a diamond is higher than a platinum or platinum is higher than a diamond. So this makes it a little more clear as to what you need to do to move up. We've made the personal volume requirements similar to the current personal volume requirements. In fact, we've raised some and lowered some, but they continue to be lower than most personal volume requirements in the industry. One of the things we did, which is something we've heard from many people, is we have a volume requirement at the associate level. So to get paid compensation, you are going to need to be ordering product or having customers account for your personal volume. So customers count toward your personal volume. You make money on customers based on the retail or the auto ship spread compared to your wholesale price, but they can count toward your personal volume. You'll notice that builder, consultant, director, and executive, which is the middle part of the plan where you're going to have people earning part-time income, the point of value at 50 points is actually lower than the 75 points that we currently have. And then we do at the diamond level ask for 100 points. Really shouldn't be a problem for most diamonds, as they're going to be sampling a lot of product, utilizing gift cards and other things. So the volume requirements are very similar. We did add in a personal enrollment requirement. And that personal enrollment requirement, just to be clear, is you need to have this many people that you personally enrolled active and ordering at the associate level. So that doesn't mean you need to recruit that many people every month. It just means you must have, over the course of your career, recruited that many people that are still active and ordering as distributors. So for those of you who've been in the business a while that have recruited 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 people that are still ordering and active as distributors, then you're going to be more than qualified. But we want people to move up based upon their own personal utilization of the product, enrolling folks, and then also the most important, which is group volume. And that group volume is going to count within 8 levels. Currently in our compensation plan, it only counts 7 levels deep. So the point values are very similar to what we currently have from the group volume requirements, but you actually have an 8th level to pull from. Now, we are going to a CV model, so most of the products, the point value will be about 80% of what their price is at wholesale. So if an item costs $50 at wholesale, the point value more than likely will be 40 points. So bottom line is that the requirements really are quite similar to what we have, but that if you look at the levels, we go down 8 levels. Now, you'll see little arrows pointing upward, and those arrows represent the dynamic compression that occurs. And we will have dynamic compression on all levels, and we will also have dynamic compression on personal enrollments. That was another question I got from people was, if I enroll Bill and Bill enrolls 3 people and then Bill quits, do those personal enrollments roll up to me? And the answer is yes. So that's the way we're going to program it, is that personal enrollments are going to roll up. So hopefully that makes sense as far as the pay structure for the unilevel. I'm going to jump over to the first order bonus, and all we've done with the first order bonus is take those same 40 points, and instead of having 5% 8 levels deep, we have 25% on the first level, and then 5%, 5%, and 5%. And the reason we've done that is that it's harder to enroll a new person. It takes more time, more effort. And so by having a 25% first order bonus, it makes it very simple and very clear, which is if you enroll 4 people at the same level that you came in, then you'll have your money back. So there's no magic, no, you know, questions as to, you know, what you need to do, or you need to roll this many on that side or that many on this side. It's pretty straightforward, which is enroll 4 people just like you came in, and you'll have your money back based upon the first order bonus. And we'll show you with some pools and other things how if you do that all in 1 month, there's no question that you'll be in significant profit by doing that. So first order bonus is in substitute for the unilevel for a person's first order. So if I am your new distributor and I order my first distributor product order, you're going to get paid based on the first order bonus, and then every order after that will flow up through the unilevel. The professional plan is when you enroll professionals. Now, the professional plan substitutes for both the first order and the unilevel for professionals. And what we've done is we've given professionals a deeper discount. They get 45% off of retail instead of 30% off. And so that 15% comes out of the commission structure, which is why we have 10%, 5%, 5%, and 5%. So those three pieces, the unilevel, the first order bonus, and the professional plan, basically all pay out 40 points. They just pay out 40 points a different way, depending upon whether it's a first order, whether it's a professional, or whether it's a unilevel. So hopefully that all makes sense. And with that, then we have a 10% matching bonus. And the 10% matching bonus is on all of those, on the unilevel, on the first order, and on the professional plan. So as you enroll new people, you're going to get 10% of whatever their unilevel bonus, professional bonus, or first order bonuses are. And so the simple way to look at this is if you have 10 active people that you personally enrolled, and they're about as active as you are, then you're basically doubling your unilevel first order bonus and professional plan, because 10% times 10 is 100%. So you have the opportunity to significantly increase and multiply income opportunity by enrolling more folks. And the more folks that you enroll, the more matching bonuses that you make. And the wider you build your business and the more people that you can put into your unit level. So there are a lot of benefits to enrolling people, and throughout the plan, we're giving opportunity for you to enroll new distributors. So you're welcome to enroll 12 or 15 or 20 or 50 or 100 or 500 people. And you're going to get matching bonuses of 10% on every single person. We have a 2% recruiter's pool. And the way the recruiter's pool is going to be set up is based upon the number of points that the company has for the month in the U.S., and that 2% will be set aside for the recruiter's pool. And so here's the simple example of a recruiter's pool that will be fairly accurate, I believe, for one of our first months. We'll just use 100,000 points as a nice round number. The company actually will have more than 100,000 points, I'm confident, but we'll use that as a nice round number. So 100,000 points, 2% set aside, that's $2,000 in the recruiter's pool. Now, who participates in the recruiter's pool? Anybody who enrolls 3 people in the month with a bronze, silver, or gold pack. Now, I need to make one disclaimer here, which is that in the first month, the month of March, our bronze, silver, and gold packs probably will not be ready because our gift card marketing system won't be rolling out till later in the month. So we're going to say that any enrollment of a new person with 150 points or more will count toward the enrollers pool. Okay? So let's say that 50 people were enrolled in the month with more than 150 points. And of those 50 people, though, a lot of them were enrolled by somebody who only enrolled one person or only enrolled 2 people. So of that, maybe only 20 of the orders, not 50, but 20 of them qualified for the enrollers pool. So if there was $2,000 set aside for the enrollers pool and there are 20 orders that qualified, that means that each qualifying order is worth $100. So it's $100 per point, if you will. And the minimum is 3. So that means that somebody who enrolled 3 people would earn $300 that month. Somebody who enrolled 4 would earn $400. Somebody who enrolled 5 would earn $500. So I believe that those are probably going to be close to the numbers. Now, I can't guarantee that, and that may change over time as more people get excited about the enrollers pool. But imagine that. Imagine that you have a new person who comes in, and that new person comes in, and they spend a couple $100 to come into the business, and then with that, they enroll 4 people that very month. They get their money back through the first order bonus program, and if they enroll 4 people, they could have $400 in profit for a $200 enrollment and some effort. So I think we're going to see that happen quite a bit, where new people come into the business and they're in profit their very first month because of this recruiter's pool. Now, the recruiter's pool is open to anybody every month. So you can be qualified for the recruiter's pool 100 months in a row. There's no limit. It's based upon enrolling at least 3 people with a bronze, silver, or gold pack in that month. The next pool, which I think is one of the most powerful pools we have, one of the most powerful concepts we have in the compensation plan, but needs a little more explaining, and in our final version of the compensation plan document will be better explained, is our consultant creator pool. So the consultant level is a personal volume of 50 points, 2 people that they've enrolled, and 1,000 points in group volume. So it's a building block position with 1,000 points. That person's probably going to be earning 50, 60, 80, 100, depending if they're in the enrolling pools and how much they retail and all that kind of good stuff. It's hard to know. But they're probably going to be getting their money back or something close to it, and basically, you know, on a free ride auto ship almost. So that's an important person, and we want to have lots of those people. We want to have lots of people who, once they get to the point where they've had some success, they've enrolled some folks, they're making about as much money as they're spending, they're never going to leave us. They're excited about the potential, and they're enjoying fantastic products for free. So we want to reward you for creating consultants. So first of all, you have to be a consultant or above yourself. So you have to be qualified as a consultant. And then number two is for every consultant that you create, for the first time that they become a consultant, you get a point in the pool. So a new person becomes a consultant, you help them get to consultant level, you're going to get a point in the pool. You don't get a point every month for that same person. You only get it one time. So this is an exciting opportunity, though, because 3% or $3,000 for every $100,000 that the company does, $3,000 is going to be set aside in this consultant creator pool. And I think very realistically, the first month, maybe we have six consultants who are created. If we have six consultants that are created, $3,000 set aside, we're talking $500 to help somebody get to the consultant level. You can see how a new person could come in. They could enroll four folks, maybe even help somebody get to the consultant level, them themselves being a consultant, and they could, in their very first month, through the first order bonus, through the recruiter's pool, and through the consultant creator pool, they could earn $1,000. I mean, that's possible with this compensation plan. So I definitely don't want to position this as a get-rich-quick kind of program, but there are opportunities, very easy opportunities for anybody, any month, to earn $200, $500, $800 just through being active and doing the activities that we want, which is enrolling three people and creating new consultants. You can see that we have a diamond pool of 4%. Currently, our diamond pool is 0.5%. So it's an eight times as big diamond pool. The levels, as we said, are pretty similar to where we're at. In fact, we added another level. We've also made it more clear, you know, what you need to do and how many shares you get. I think it's presented a little bit better because the way that it currently looks, the pool shares say 0.5, 1, and 2, and you could easily think that you're getting 0.5, 1, and 2%, but it's really not the case. It's only 0.5% pool that's shared based upon shares. So this is a 4% pool. It's eight times as big. So there's a lot of opportunity for those of you who are already qualified at the diamond level to make sure that you remain qualified at the diamond level, because $4,000 for every $100,000 is going to be set aside. So I think that those diamond shares, you know, out of the gate could be worth $500, $800, $1,000. I don't know. And then we have the lifestyle bonus. So our lifestyle bonus is $300, $600, $1,200, and $2,500 per month, every month that you require, that you qualify. The diamond pool, you have to create one new consultant in your eight levels to qualify. And the lifestyle bonus, you have to personally enroll one bronze, silver, or gold. So again, our focus is consistent throughout, which is it's about enrolling new folks. It's about helping them get to the consultant level. And if you do those sorts of things, then you're going to be rewarded very, very richly. So what I'd like to do at this point is open the lines up again here. So you can hit *6 if you want to unmute yourself and ask a question or make a comment. If you could just keep your lines at *6, if you're not talking, that'll make it easier for others to hear. So if you got something to say, hit *6, jump on, and we'll try to answer your questions. And hopefully that walkthrough, you know, helps you to understand. We'll continue to train on this compensation plan. But overall, I'm really excited about the reception that we've been getting. So I'm interested in hearing some comments and or some questions. If you want to hit *6, happy to hear from you.
Hi, David. I have a question.
Yes.
You were talking about the dynamic compression for personally enrolled people, and you said if the person quits, it'll roll up. But you also mean if the person doesn't order that month, then their people will roll up?
That's a good question. I don't believe that is the case. So, no. It's only if somebody quits or is terminated will the dynamic compression on personal enrollments. Because we can't be swapping people back and forth like, oh, he's your person, oh, he's my person, oh, he's your person on a month-by-month basis. So basically, our goal is that if you enroll me, you want me to be successful, you want to help me, you're getting a matching bonus on me and all those sorts of things, and hopefully that's going to be happening on a regular basis now. And if I go away, I'm going to go away. So that's the way it's set up right now. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, but on the commissions or the dynamic compression, that'll work out, because that's if somebody does an order, you might actually get paid down to what would have been a 10th level potentially. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So the way the system works is it's going to look for orders. So if you're qualified to earn on 8 levels, it's going to look down your first leg, and it's going to say, who's your first level that's ordering? Who's your second level that's ordering? Who's your third level that's ordering? Who's your fourth level that's ordering? And as you say, there could be two or three or five distributors in between each level that aren't ordering, and they're going to be rolled up. So, yeah, absolutely, month by month, roll-up and compression will happen based upon orders. It's only the personal enrollments that will be based more on termination, roll-up versus month-by-month.
Okay, thank you.
That clarify, Bob? Okay, good enough. Other questions or comments?
I have a question.
Yes.
Does the level of builder, consultant, director, and so on, will that vary each month, or is that achieved and then maintained?
So, if I understood the question correctly, we will recognize you at the highest level you ever achieved. So if you make it to the diamond rank, we will forever call you a diamond, and we would never embarrass you to say, oh, you really only qualified this month as a consultant. But you'll get paid that month based upon the qualifications that you achieve that month. So, you know, the maintenance requirements are the same as the achievement requirements, and the goal is that once you achieve it, that your business is moving in a direction with momentum and based on a solid foundation that you'll never go backwards. But obviously, that doesn't happen for every single person every single time. So if you do go backwards, or importantly, if somebody below you goes backwards, then those levels will roll up to you as well. So the dynamic compression, you know, if you are, let's say, a diamond qualified to earn on all 8 levels, and I am first level to you, and I'm only a consultant, and I'm only qualified to earn on 4 levels, and I have a whole bunch of builders and associates underneath me, and there's a 5th and a 6th and a 7th level to be paid, you'll get paid on those. So,
thank you.
Okay, good.
And when will this kick in? In March?
Right now, we're scheduled to turn over on March 1st.
Okay.
So we're waiting to get final confirmation. We've given all the paperwork over to our software company, and they say that's achievable, but anybody who's worked with computers knows that there's always a chance it's not.
Great. Thank you.
Yep. Other comments, questions? Well, good. Well, you know, I'm excited about the energy level around this, and I'm excited about the quality of the questions, and people seem to really understand how compensation plans work, and you're asking very good questions to help to, you know, refine and define what we're doing, and I'll leave it open for one last question or comment. Anybody else have anything that they need to understand better? Okay. Well, good. Well, as I said, you know, we'll continue to train and to educate about the compensation plan, and we're working diligently on videos, and we're working diligently on audios, and we're working diligently on all different parts of the marketing system that goes underneath this. So that's where the magic's going to happen, is the combination of beautiful labels, great products, great tools, and this compensation plan. So if we were just changing the compensation plan, it would be nice, it would be important, but to change the marketing and the compensation plan at one time, if you get your head around what we're trying to do and promote it coming out of the gate aggressively, I think you're going to see a dramatic difference in your income, especially if you're enrolling new people and qualifying for the recruiter's pool, and especially if you're helping people get to that consultant level. So that would be maybe my last word of wisdom here is, you know, to identify some of the people that you have in your organization that, you know, that you've personally enrolled that you feel like you can help to get to the consultant level. You know, somebody who's got 200 or 300 or 500 points, somebody who's got a few distributors, a couple, you know, customers, and maybe not super excited right now, and maybe you can help them to get super excited about the gift card marketing system and what's happening in March, and get them to the consultant level in the month of March and be one of the first people in that consultant pool. You know, that's going to be great for you. So I'm looking forward to hearing about people earning $300, $500, and $800 checks from the recruiter's pool, and $300, $500, and $800 checks from the consultant creator pool, and much, much bigger checks from the diamond pool and others. So I think we're going to see a lot of people earning hundreds of dollars, and quite a few people earning thousands of dollars every month, and that's going to be exciting.
I have a question.
Yes.
I tuned in just a couple minutes late. And this is just not a good, this is very late, this is 10 o'clock in the evening when this starts for me, and I don't understand any of the language that you're using. What are the different avenues for this information? I tried phoning in after your last call 2 days afterward, and there was no archive. How are we going to get this information? First of all, it's just very late in the evening for me to be doing something like this, and I only missed one call. I thought you were talking about packaging and labels, et cetera, and I really don't know what points are. I don't know what all these new terms mean, and so it's. I'd like to know how I'm going to get this understanding.
That's a great question. The call should be archived, and I'll find out why they weren't. So points basically mean that instead of dollar for dollar, a wholesale point equaling a wholesale dollar, each product will have a number of points associated with them, and it'll be about 80% of what their wholesale price is. So a product that's $50 in wholesale will be about 40 points. So that's to answer that big question. Everything else as far as like the structure and levels and stuff like that, most of those are just improvements upon the current compensation plan, and I don't know if that helped.
Well, I never had any formal training on the compensation plan at all, so maybe
okay. That's
obviously a part of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, we will, on a more regular basis, especially with the rollout of this new plan, you know, talk about compensation and the compensation plan, so...
something about the time of day?
What's that?
Can you do something about the time of these calls?
Well, the company's based in California, and so it's 7 o'clock Pacific time for California and 10 o'clock, you know, on the East Coast, and so that is the time that the calls are and probably won't change anytime soon. But I'll make sure that they are archived, and that's, I guess that's the comment on time. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us here this evening. Thanks for your comments. And as I said, I will try to get the call archived and find out what's going on with that, and appreciate your enthusiasm for these new changes, and we will try to increase the amount of education around this, and you know, maybe have some audio or other thing that could be referenced on a regular basis. So thanks everybody for joining us, and we will catch you next Tuesday night to share more information about this and other subjects. Thanks everybody. Good night.
Thank you.